straight back at him and caught. A really good caught and bowled by Stephen Mullaney.
It goes for four, and that will do nicely. 50 for Duckett, he won't worry about that. It's the Notts Outlaws.
This is the Talk of Trent Bridge. I'm Matt Freeman, and we begin Series 4 of the podcast with Nottinghamshire's club captain Stephen Mullaney and player of the season Ben Duckett joining me. Coming up, Ben shares what inspired him to become the fittest he's ever been in 2020.
Literally for me, it was lockdown. Like, I'll be happy to admit it, I probably wouldn't be where I am now if it wasn't for lockdown.
Stephen discusses the day he took the Vitality Blast trophy to his daughter's school.
It was quite fun, actually. All the kids and the parents had a picture with it, and then I was just about to pack it away, and then all the teachers ran out with the phones.
And we hear from Joe Clark mid-workout during his Australian quarantine.
He's on the running machine.
He's on the running machine, get this one.
Hey, I'm on a podcast, Clarky.
This is great footage.
But first, here's Ben and Stephen on why they've committed their futures to Notts after both signing new three-year deals.
Yeah, the last couple of years I've been going back to Northampton and stuff, which hasn't helped, but finally moved here to Notts, which is nice. Obviously, it's a bit strange still with, you know, COVID. It's not quite the same as it has been, and a few lads are away this winter. But yeah, it's good to finally be here and good to put pen to paper for the next few years.
And Stephen, it's still 2023 for you as well. I wouldn't want to say, put words in your mouth to say there's nowhere else you would have gone, but yeah, 10-year association with the county club captain, I suppose it was the way it was probably going to be.
Yeah, obviously delighted to commit for another three seasons. And you're quite right, I don't see myself playing anywhere else. I love the place. I'm very honoured to have the job that I have. I'm very excited. I think we started something, you know, a while ago now when I took over the captaincy with Pete. We had a journey we wanted to go on, and it took a couple of speed bumps, which is fine. But I do feel now we're getting a squad together that's buying into everything. We seem really committed and getting really close. And I think, although we didn't win last year, I think if you watched any of the games on the live feed or saw the results, I think there was very positive signs. And I don't think that's too far away.
Now, something we want to do on today's podcast is, as you say, Ben, a lot of players all over the place at the minute, around the world, various things going off, tournaments and pre-season training. So we want to see who might pick up, who might answer the phone to you, who can get on the podcast. Now, your contact books are going to be full of the Notts lads, of course. So we're going to see if anyone answers. If no one answers, we'll probably edit it out and pretend this never happened. But if someone does, we'll see what happens. So
you can go first.
Ben, do you want to go first? Sure,
maybe go first.
I'll say as well why he says he's moved to here. Yeah. He literally has. He's moved there.
Yeah.
Just to the back of the ground.
Your camera might be able to see.
He's around the other side, but he has actually moved into that apartment. You can't call it a block of flats anymore. It's apartment.
Can you see it or not?
Perfect commute, then, isn't it, really?
Ring Clarky. Clarky Martin.
On my electric scooter. shall I ring Clarky or Chappie?
Clarky. He's in a different country. Chappie's around the corner.
All right. Shall I tell him I'm on a podcast, or shall I...
Maybe mention
it. Yeah, I'll probably mention it. It'll save us a job in editing later on.
All right. What am I saying in this chat? Just...
Hi, Joe. How are you doing?
Whatever you want. See how quarantine's going, because is he in...
Perth, I think.
Yeah.
Probably break his week up, actually. He's nearly halfway, isn't he?
Yeah. Just him and his treadmill.
Here he is.
What's the time over there now? It's evening.
Half seven. Quarter past seven.
He'd probably be tucking into a burger or something.
No. My phone's not working. Look at the state of it. It just doesn't do it.
He's on the running machine.
He's on the running machine. Get this one.
Hey, I'm on a podcast, Clarky.
This is great footage.
Hiya, Mom.
What's going on?
All right, have a little breather.
You're on the Talk of Trent Bridge podcast, Joe. How's quarantine?
How far are you running, Joe?
I'm still at 5K.
19 minutes?
18 minutes, something
like that. 18 minutes.
I don't think I'd be able to talk if I was running right now.
What have I done? I've done 2 and a bit in 9 minutes.
Oh, it's a slow start, that.
Might have to just pump up the speed.
Is that just breaking up your Call of Duty session?
Look at him there. Keep running, Joe. We'll let you crack on. You're on the Talk of Trent Bridge.
I'll speak to you later.
Yeah.
See you, boy. Go well.
I'm very impressed that he basically didn't stop running.
No, if I'm 2K in now, I'm probably just jumping off.
To be fair, he's probably the fittest. Him and Jerk Ball are probably the two fittest runners. Oh, Toby Pettman.
He's annoying. Sure. Like, he won't do any fitness, and then he'll just smash a 5K and probably beat everyone.
But he is very, very fit.
I was going to mention Toby, actually, because he did pretty well in that biathlon last week at Home Pierpont, didn't he?
Scary, really. Yeah, considering he's never really had a well, he's not had a pre-season. He's obviously been at uni, very clever. I think he got a first class degree in Latin.
Yeah. Which, many firsts in Latin.
I don't think I can spell Latin, let alone learn it. But he obviously started really well, really eager to learn, and as you would imagine, first day when you get into a new job or you get your first professional contract, very exciting. You know, looking forward to seeing what you can offer to the side, yeah.
And we popped down some cameras when that bathroom was going on, and I think you were in the first run as well, Ben. First run, because the weather changed that day. I think whoever was in the second bathroom, like you, Stephen, had a slightly nicer...
I'm not sure it made it any quicker by looking at the times.
It looked horrific first thing, though, I've got to say.
Well, it was cold, but it was fine. It wasn't too windy. All I remember is seeing Fletch behind me, just catching me up.
You know,
I was getting my best run and he was coming up behind me. So, yeah, he did very well on that day.
Fletch was giving me plenty of the mind games on the bike as well. So there's a lot of shouting out of, like, I've done 20K, I've done 30K.
Yeah, he's annoying on that, Fletch, isn't he? He's too quick. I have my headphones on.
In his he's worked so hard, like, since the end of the season. I think, obviously, it hurt him getting injured before the first championship game, and then he got injured again during the 2020. And then, you know, he's missed out on two finals days in his career. So I think... probably hurt him, but he's worked, you know, coming back. He got his best score on the yo-yo test, he looks really fit. He's running 5-6 days a week. As Ducky said on that 5K, the lads are just flying at the minute, fitness-wise. You know,
we kind of started us old winter, lads have like got to, we finished last winter.
Us old lads have got to obviously put a bit more in to try and keep up, but some of the boys, like Lyndon, Bowley, Clarkie, as we just said, Ducky, now Toby... you know, the lads, they're fit boys, very fit boys.
Has that a big change to how your first couple of weeks back tend to be? Has it been a bit more filling yourself in previous
years? Well, I don't know, and I think Ducky will probably... it's definitely the fittest I've seen everyone come back as a collective. Like, I think you kind of don't know... you can only go on what yourself, I suppose, in those situations. And I know that I've come back as good a condition as I have in previous pre-seasons. He definitely has. But I think if you look at the average scores, what we've got, yeah, I think they're up there.
Yeah, I know, Ben, that's something you spoke about across last season, really, sort of driving home the fitness a little bit. What was it that sort of powered that through the last 12 months or so?
Literally, for me, it was lockdown. Like, I'll be happy to admit it, I probably wouldn't be where I am now if it wasn't for lockdown. You know, it's such a bad thing for everyone around the world. But for me personally, I think it'll be something I'll look back on. It's going to have helped my career massively. So, and I'm pretty honest, and I'd admit I wouldn't be where I am now if it wasn't that. I just had time where I could just do fitness. And I obviously used it really wisely, and it's quite nice coming back now. I'm at the stage where I can just kind of build on that and keep going. I've got until the start of the summer to keep smashing that fitness and, you know, try and take my game to the next level, really.
I know we just spoke to Joe on the phone in his sort of isolation period in Australia. I suppose... you were fairly close to that in that time you had in the England bubble at the Aegeus, kind of not being able to go out and do bits and bobs. What's that experience like when you're sort of totally locked in for a while?
Yeah, it was obviously, I mean, that's, yeah, I'm not sure how I deal with that in a hotel room. In Southampton, where I was, it was fine. We had a golf course, you know, we're in a bubble as a team, so it's fine. You know, I think that's pretty tough being by yourself in a hotel room for 2 weeks. You have to make do. I know that he's been probably averaging about 8 hours a day on Call of Duty out there, so I can't do that personally. But yeah, in Southampton, it was fine. We played golf. The weather was good. We could get outside. So that was a little bit different.
Shall we see if anyone else is going to pick the phone up?
I'll try.
Who are you going to try, Baz?
I'll try Hales, but doubtful. He doesn't answer his phone in the middle of the day in England, let alone in the middle of the night.
What we're talking there,
Well, I don't know where he is. Where is he? Is he in Perth as well?
I don't know.
I mean, he's in isolation, isn't he? So he's not got anything better to do. But
no, if he doesn't pick, unless he might go, Mulaney, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, well, potentially. Yeah. He might think I'm asking him to play red ball.
Yeah.
No chance. He doesn't answer the phone. He doesn't like speaking on the phone, so he'll just text. He'll probably text in 5 minutes saying, did you want me?
Now, something else we want to talk about. This is sort of inspired by, we came up here, and obviously this is a strange place to be in November. It's freezing cold, fully fine, how the heaters work. It's quite empty. And But one thing that is in here is Alex Hales's Only Fools and Horses signed photo. Mm. I mean, firstly, there's not a lot of other stuff that's obviously on display, but that's just like sat out there near
his. Yeah, I think
what's the story behind him having.
Well, I think it's been there for a long time. Bearing in mind, we didn't use the restroom last year, did we?
Yeah. Sorry.
But him and Brendan Taylor, I reckon, spoke to each other in Only Fools and Horses language. And Brendan Taylor's actually got a tattoo with. What's the saying out of Only Fools and Horses? I've watched bits of it.
Lovely Jubilee?
No. There's another one. He's got
Millionaires. There's quite a few. But
it's not that.
Yeah.
He wouldn't be able to spell millionaires. He's got. He has got a tattoo. About Only Fools. There is a saying. I can't remember what it is, but Hales will tell you what it is. And yeah, they love it. Literally, he knows line for line. Yeah, and that's been there for a while. And obviously, I don't know if he's got given it as a present or he bought it at an auction or something, but. Yeah, that's just, he loves Only Fools and Horses.
Works a motivational tool before you go out and look at Del Boy.
Well, not for me, but yeah. Maybe for him.
But that got us thinking about what else people might have in their lockers if there's little bits and bobs. I know there's an Everton sign during the rounds as well.
Yeah, Bawley's, I think Bawley's got keep off the pitch sign, is it?
Yeah, somewhere around here. So, yeah, is there anything that.
I think that my there white pad seemed to be there. I think I've got a. We got asked to bring us. Like a jumper from our first ever cricket club. So they sent me one of them.
Yeah.
I think I might have a signed shirt of someone.
Which club was that? Where you first?
Goulburn.
Yeah.
So it's up north. I think I probably got the ball that I got my only 5 foot with.
You got that? Still
here? I think so.
Yeah.
I've not framed it yet, which I don't know why it's still in the locker. Shall I just have a look? Would that
go,
be easy?
Go for it.
Would that be a little there? Would that be easy? Yours can't open.
Well, yeah, I can't get into mine. I've not opened that for probably about. Well, over a year now. So.
Well, yeah, you were upstairs, I suppose, for the.
So, my kit's still here for the finals, Dave.
Why? Well, I moved as well because I was over there.
There you go. I've got whites.
I've not been
I've
in
got
there.
An old Notts top. Oh, I've got some new spikes for next season, which is good.
So there you go. There will be. Stuff.
There's the ball.
Very nice. Which game was that?
28th of the 5th, 2017. My mum's birthday. 5:32 against Gloucestershire, 2017. That's
nice. I've got post probably from a couple of years ago.
Got a bottle of champagne.
When's that one from? Is that a previous trophy win?
No, I think, I don't know what it is. No idea.
I've got some keeping gloves in there, which don't look like they've been used.
Man City stickers. Another pair of boots, that's nice. Oh, I've got enough boots for next year anyway. It's good news.
Yeah, I've got gloves. I've got batting gloves in there. Should I use them?
So you've moved your locker to over here. Is it yeah. Like a locker hierarchy here?
Well, there you go. I think I've got.
He's still going, is he?
Still going.
I've got some signed shirts. I think.
Is that a Kiwi one?
Ross Taylor signed shirt.
Nice.
His Sordi signed shirt. And Dan Christian signed shirt.
Oh, climb out.
There you go. When you get my age, you close to a benefit. You might need these.
Well, remember where they are.
Not that there's a hint for a benefit anyway. No. Mick, if you're watching.
Yeah.
So yeah, is that a thing if you moved into?
I don't know. I was back there. So it's just I think it's quite nice being in this room with you know.
Yeah.
Rather than yeah, that's not the best locker because obviously everyone's walking through there. So
yeah.
Come here next to me, Chody Pell, Tommy Moore's over there. Mm. I think that's him, isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. I quite like this spot, but I don't think I asked for it. I just said yeah, I'll move.
It just like. So when I first, it's obviously changed, so this has been knocked out a little bit. It used to just be seats with a bit of a sort of shelf, and then there was four lockers here.
Yeah.
So I started literally around this corner, and then you get invited into the front room. I was here, where Ball is.
Yeah.
And then there's a captain spot, so when I got off the captain, I swapped with Reedy.
It's a nice corner.
Which is
there.
A nice spot.
Oh, actually, that is available now.
Chris Nash, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We need to send Nashy that. We've actually... got a picture to send him as well of when myself and Henry, you know the picture we had in the gym? It was him and Hales when they knocked off that against Middlesex.
Yeah.
And there's a picture, we want to send it to him, maybe with his name tag, that'd be a nice touch, wouldn't it?
I reckon I might still thinking about go over there.
Yeah, that's it.
Do you reckon get me over there?
Well, right, I mean, it's not up to me, Ben. I mean, that's...
Who is it up to?
I mean, I've...
Franks is very precious with the...
Yeah, he messaged me, actually. I did ask to go there, I think.
I'm not sure I can have Duckett, Clark and Hales
I think
opposite
that's...
me.
That's a great.
Where's my wisdom coming from?
Because you need space for it, because Baz's only there for about 3 weeks in the summer, yeah. Isn't he?
I'm not sure you and Clark together, I can't have that. I stand next to you in the slips all day, Ben. I need a bit of a break for 40 minutes at lunch.
What's it like as a dressing room to spend your 4 days in as well? Because, like, you know, you go to, I don't know, Edgbaston.
Forgot it's been that long ago.
I had I had 1 year in it, didn't I? And we were away for most of that because we were playing at Outground, so yeah. I've not had that many 4 day games
here. Ben, that's a good spot because he's not here half the year, he's not here half the year, and he's not here half the year.
I don't like the spot in the middle, isn't it? There's a little gap there. It's
and if you're getting a telling off from Morsey or Franksy, then you're in eyeball contact.
I'll be laughing looking at like Hales and people. Yeah, but no, because obviously we're in a different room, so it feels weird kind of even being in here.
See what it does fit. When you look out there and you think, oh, you're really high, then last year we got changing the exec suite. This actually feels really low now because the view up there is incredible.
That is good. We did like it.
It was good, but you can obviously only fit with COVID anyway, but you couldn't fit much more than 13 players in anyway.
Yeah.
Whereas in here, you probably can, but it's obviously nice.
It's a lot more kind of oldie worldy than like going to...
It's tradition. Kind of. Everything's been changed, hasn't it, in the ground? I think, obviously, that stand's been redeveloped. The new Six restaurant, that stand's been redeveloped. This has kind of stayed the same, which I think is brilliant.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're looking to upgrade or if they will eventually, but it's, you know, it's part and parcel of Trent Bridge. And the names that have been in here and sat in your spaces, you know, Sobers, Hadley, Rice, Johnson, Fleming, all them. Very lucky.
Yeah, so that's the thing, I suppose. In the captain's pit, you all know that the kind of Reed and Gallagher...
Yeah, I'm not sure how long that was. Obviously, I only played under Reedy here, but I know that... Galleon before Reed,
Fleming
before Reed. Yeah, Fleming was sat there. Galleon was sat there. I don't know if Johnson sat there. I can't remember. But yeah, obviously, just Reedy was obviously a legend of the club. So feeling like I'm robbing a living, really.
Now, before we finish, we've not really talked about it. We've just got a trophy on the table because why wouldn't you? And I know you took it to show around a little bit. There's a bit of show and tell.
Yeah, my daughter's school. Yeah, I took it in and nobody touched it because of COVID, obviously.
Did that go down?
Yeah, good day. It was quite fun. It's just all the kids and the parents had a picture with it. And then I was just about to pack it away. And then when all the kids went, all the teachers ran out with their phones. They wanted a picture because there's a few cricket fans at the school. So they came for a picture with it. But yeah, they loved obviously taking it in. If we've got it for you, I might take it back and at their sports day, maybe in the summer if you're allowed. We'll see.
Why not. Well, we'll let you go. Plenty still going on. Thank you for managing to get at least a couple of people on the phone here and there. I don't know if Hales will send you a message later on.
Maybe.
Or pretend it never happened.
Well, he'll know about it now. It'll be all over the social media.
We'll be fully aware soon enough. But yeah, thank you for joining us, and we'll be back with another Talk of Trent Bridge soon.